السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ثم ما بعد، ما من نور رحمه الله تعالى، الحديث number 67 in the book of المراقبه. The chapter المراقبه means watchfulness and observation, self-examination. قال عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه. حديث حسن رواه الترمذي وغيره. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "It is from the excellence of a believer's Islam, like one of the qualities, the good traits of being a true Muslim." That's what it means. For being a true Muslim, one of those qualities, تركه ما لا يعنيه, that he should avoid or abandon that which is of no benefit to him in this world or the hereafter. Tarku malayni, meaning kind of minding your own business. As simple as that. And abandoning or staying away from anything that brings no good to you in this dunya and in the akhirah. Like what, ijma? Like what? Gossip. Like gossiping. What is that going to give you anyway? False feeling of revenge? Of just kind of like bashing somebody and behind their backs. So what? How is that gonna make any effect on their lives anyway? So that's something you should stay away from. What else? Backbiting. Yes. Overindulgence in anything. You know what? Even for example, speaking about politics. Let's say, some people they talk politics like they're gonna solve the entire international affairs. But there's absolutely no benefit from them doing that. Yeah, fine. Discuss politics for, you know, half an hour, a little bit, and that's it. Then go mind your business. Do that which is beneficial to you in the dunya and the akhirah. Some people, they talk about sports. They don't even play it. Like, they talk about sports so much, I wish they were the one who playing it. At least you get benefit from it. But just talking about it has no benefit to them. They are wasting their time on their phones. Like nowadays, unfortunately, our life is based on what? Minding everybody else's business except ours. You follow all these people online, watch what they do, what they ate, how they laugh, the joke they had done on their spouse. All these nonsense, no benefit to you in the dunya and the akhirah. Nothing. But your business, you don't mind it. Your spouse calling you, your child is calling you, you're too busy watching someone else's business. Can you imagine how much is that taken away from your Islam, from your Iman, from your Deen? That's why, if you would like to protect your Deen and your Iman, focus on what's really relevant to you, what benefits you in the dunya and in the akhirah. Because if you're going to keep going and trying to mind everyone else's business in your life, you have absolutely no purpose for yourself in this regard. You're living someone else's life, not your life. So this falls, how does this fall under the chapter of al-muraqabah? And self-examination, to be careful, scrutinize. You need to be watchful of what you say, what you do. You need to be making sure that I am always watching what I do, what I say, because I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. And if I know this is going to be beneficial to me in the dunya and the akhirah, I'll do it. Otherwise, I will just stay away from it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who always have husn Islam, ya Rabbil Alameen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the evil, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu a'lam. Any question, Jama'ah? It's a Sunday night, preparation for tomorrow, inshallah. We'd like to make it short and sweet for you, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanakallah wa hamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.